नमस्कार, ब्रह्मा कुमारीज के फेसबुक लाइव, यूट्यूब लाइव और सोशल मीडिया प्लेटफॉर्म्स पर यह हमारी विशेष पेशकश है। नाम है इसका बी द चेंज सीरीज। पिछले एक महीने से भी अधिक समय से हम लोग लाइव आपके साथ जुड़ रहे हैं और आप दोस्तों से हम सवाल जवाब के इस सेशन को आगे बढ़ा रहे हैं। आपके जो भी सवाल हैं उसके आंसर्स को लेकर हमारे मास्टर्स ऑफ मेडिटेशन आते हैं और आपकी जो भी समस्याएं हैं उन्हें समाधान देने के लिए, कुछ ऐसी चीजें जो आप हमारे साथ शेयर करना चाहते हैं तो उन चीजों के लिए हमारे मास्टर्स आपको आपकी बात सुनते भी हैं और जहां पर सॉल्यूशंस की आवश्यकता होती है वो सॉल्यूशंस देते भी हैं। हर दिन की तरह आज भी हमारे साथ एक मास्टर ऑफ मेडिटेशन है। हमारे साथ ब्रह्मा कुमारीज अफ्रीका की रीजनल डायरेक्टर ब्रह्मा कुमारी वेदांति दीदी जी हैं। वेदांति दीदी जी ने अनेकों दशकों तक ब्रह्मा कुमारीज के साथ जुड़कर विश्व भर में ब्रह्मा कुमारीज की सेवाओं को पहुंचाने में अग्रसर रही हैं। अफ्रीका के सभी देशों में जो ब्रह्मा कुमारीज के ब्रांचेस हैं उनकी निदेशिका के रूप में सेवाएं देती हैं और साथ ही साथ देश में और विदेशों में जगह जगहों पर जहां पर भी कार्यक्रमों में उनके मार्गदर्शन की आवश्यकता होती है, उनकी स्पिरिचुअल विजडम और गाइडेंस की आवश्यकता होती है, वहां पर ये अनेकों कार्यक्रमों में शिरकत करती हैं। आज बेहद खुशी की बात है कि आज हमारे साथ वेदांति दीदी जी हैं। फ्रेंड्स, दिस इज द स्पेशल ब्रॉडकास्ट ऑफ द वीकेंड सीरीज ऑफ बी द चेंज सीरीज। The Brahma Kumari social media team is very glad to have you all here on this occasion. And since this is a Sunday episode, we will have the episode in English. And like all times, if you have questions, you can always ask these questions as the part of Be the Change series. The spiritual masters, the masters of meditation, will answer to your question like every day. Since it is Sunday, we will answer your questions in English. And today we have a master of meditation. We have Brahma Kumari sister Vedanti Didi, who is the director of the Brahma Kumari centers across Africa. Over the past many decades, she has been offering spiritual wisdom and guidance to those who seek for it, and she has been leading the Brahma Kumari's movement in the continent of Africa, and at times she also travels widely to different continents and allows people to experience spirituality. Today we are fortunate indeed to have her with us. Sister Vedanti, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rashri Nidhi Bhai.
Ji. Didi, to begin with, a lot of our friends have questions. In the past 3 or 4 months, we have been living in challenging times. And in these times, we have questioned our own belief systems. We have questioned our own things that we had taken for granted. Now, life itself had been questioned in the past few days. So, in these changing times, some of us have coped up with change very well, but some of us have found this change very difficult. Why do you think change is so difficult for people to deal with? What makes it uneasy to accept something new?
Good question. Why it is difficult for many? Because this situation has come suddenly and no one have idea that the situation will come front of us where it will be locked down and we not able to move around, the offices will close, school will close, everything will close, and we have to stay at home. And I think this is an unusual situation, and I think in our lifetime this is the first time. So it is difficult for everybody, even for every individual, but who can face it? The one who have a little bit a power of spirituality, they will start to go within and they will talk with the self that how this situation has come and how I can face with it. So what is the main problem with humanity? It has come suddenly and to accept it very difficult, and that's why many become weak, many become sick, many become tired, many become confused, and I think in house also they're not able to communicate with each other, and argument and confusion, and the children don't accept parent what they say, and the parent tired with children. So it starts from home that they are not ready to accept and love each other and to understand each other. So this situation everywhere. But now we know that this situation not for the city, not for the country, not for the continent, it is for the every corner of the world. So now every human being have to understand that what will help me. In this situation, every human being have to increase self-confidence. Because self-confidence is only the key to face with situation. Situation come in life even before this coronavirus. Many type of situation come on our way, individually also, in family, in business, in city, in country. So many things coming, but disease has come suddenly and all over the world, which have stopped traveling also and so many other things. So that's why it looks so big. But we all have passed through this, and every individual have answer of it. Only we need time to sit down with the self, to go within and to find out the solution of individual's problem. As much more confidence will increase, everyone able to face with the situation. So what I believe, that now this is the time, that time is opening our eyes. I have wisdom, powerful, for the future more problem will come, and if we are ready from now, big problem will become small problem. So that's why for me the answer is increase self-confidence.
Very beautifully said, Didi. Like you said, that when we understand that there are difficult things ahead, then it becomes easier for us to prepare for things. Those of our friends who are watching the show, if they want to ask questions, if they want to give us a shout out, if you just want to share something, you can always do that. You can write in the comment section of this video, whether you're watching it on Facebook or YouTube. You can always write to us, and we will try to take questions from your comments, and then we will share the questions with Didi, and Didi will try to answer our questions. So we have a question which comes from Nikita Parwani. Nikita has joined us on YouTube, and she asks this question. My question is, how can we find ourselves not absorbing other people's emotions and energy? So her question is very simple, and she says, sometimes we tend to take a lot of energy from our friends, and we try to absorb their emotions as well. So how do we not do that? How can we protect ourselves from not absorbing other people's emotions or energies?
Okay, Nikita Ben and all the other who is listening, very simple secret I'm telling you. I am psychologist. I have done psychology. I have a degree of it. And I have a practical practice of it. That you see that when you start to see others' problem and you influence by it, it means that the other person is full sick and you become half sick. So we have to be very careful with that, because psychologically, when we start to think sickness or problems of other, the vibration is reaching to our own self, my practical experience. before many years ago, one of our students, you know, she had a big problem in her eye, and I was so much pulled by her sickness that how I can help her. And I really gone too much in and ask all problem how and this and that, and I became so much sentimental that how I can help her. I take her to this doctor and I do this and I advise this way, that way. So my mind just gone for that to help her. And you know what happened? That she was, you know, getting good advice and good treatment and getting better. But the other side, after 3 years, I got glaucoma. You can imagine, I realized that now in my life, I will help others, but I will not influence by others' problem, because when we influence, it affects our life. And because we thinking about others' problem, others' sickness, others' negativity, then, you know, silently it just, you know, bound us with that. So Nikita Ben, this is my personal practical experience, and I learned a lesson that now I will help everybody. But detached observer, distance, not thinking too much about others' problem. If I want to think, I give positive vibration, that is enough. But I don't want, otherwise, how many relative and how many near and dear we have, and how many problems we hold for others, what will happen to our own self? So I have become so strong now. My age is 75, but I live in my life like a 16-year-old young girl. So that is my, I do exercise and I do everything. I don't want any influence from anybody for anything. I will help the world, but I will not influence by any situation.
Thank you, Didi. That is indeed very motivating. And since you share your own experiences, it is important that we understand that however we see the other person as a great person, that person has also done simple things in their lives which they have personally applied, and that is what makes them really great, and that is what is the secret of that greatness. And I believe the honesty with which you share what are your insights and what you do every day makes us feel that we are also capable of doing those things and to be not influenced by others. The next question comes from Sunita Chhabra, and Sunit Chhabra, and she says, welcome Didiji. Nowadays our routine is the same. Because of the lockdown, we are not going out, our routines are pretty much the same. She says, still our energy levels keep changing. Why?
Sunita Ben, why it happening? You know, you are saying that routine is same. Outside routine is same. But inside routine is so much complicated now. Because outside routine, that from morning to night, whatever we have to do, our duty we doing. So routine is same. But our inside, if you go and check, so many question mark, what to do now, laziness come, confusion come, and we don't know how to use our time. We're killing our time with variety ways. We listen the news of the world, what happening. This coronavirus has reached how many people now, which country, and all this news, you know, our mind full with the news of this sickness, and then now all traveling stop. Now which country flight have started, and what happened to this, and what happened to that, oh, our relative got corona, and you know all these things, which extra thing we are collecting in our mind. Now mind have not extraordinary capacity. In daily routine, what we were doing, now we're putting more and more and more information in our soul. You know, soul is a combination of mind, intellect and impression. Mind thinking too much and intellect have not enough power of judge. What to think, what not to think. So now instead of intellect control mind, mind is controlling intellect. Like child control the mother. Intellect is mother and child is a mind. So normally mother intellect have to control mind the child. But now child is controlling the intellect. So now you know intellect is weak and confused intellect. And it affects our nature, our sanskars. So our sanskar, you know, ups and down, confusing. So outside action is normal, daily routine normal, but inside routine has changed. And that's why so much pressure on our brain. On our, all this thing happening because thought is a seed of everything. And today night, before you go to sleep, check your thought. How much pressure you getting whole day and going to sleep. So if sleep is not good. If sleep is not good, then morning is not good. Morning not good, day not good. Day not good, night not good. So the cycle have already changed because the information is a collection. It's a very subtle thing. We can't see it. But it's inside pressure. And then confusion and question mark, fear. What will happen now in future? When everything will be normal? When my children will go to school? And when my husband will start job? And when this will happen? And when this will happen? So many questions coming on the way. So I think it's not a normal routine in my list. So we have to change.
Indeed, Didi, what you said makes a great deal of understanding today. And I believe many of our friends are also facing the same kind of things. Many of our friends, like you said, the routine is not normal. So since the inner routine has changed, the outer routine might appear very similar to us. The inside is what has influence on the outside now. One of the similar questions that has come up from YouTube is one of our viewers, Rakshita Hiremat. She asks this question. How can we control our emotions in today's situation? Like you said, these are the emotions that that have changed, of course. But how do we control them is her question.
Yes, it's Rakshita Ben and all others. You see, why you worrying about your emotion? You try to understand what emotion is. You are not emotion. You are a soul. You are a child of God. God is almighty authority and you, the child of God, have to be powerful authority. Emotions should not rule you. You have to rule your emotion. Change your sensitivity. Become strong like a powerful mountain. Become strong. Talk with yourself. Any type of situation will come on my way. I'll be strong enough to face with it. Nothing happened to me. One day, someone came to our center here in Nairobi. And with so much anger, he was a young man. And he started to speak with so much anger. And I was listening with peace. I was not in that emotion, you know. I was not in that fear. I was not influenced by his anger. And after 2 minutes, he taken out a small gun from the pocket and he said, "I will kill you." I said, "Okay, no problem." He said, "Are you ready?" I said, "Yes." And he asked me how. I said, "If you will kill me, I'll go to my God. If you will not kill me, I will do service for my God." So, I was not in that emotion, you know, not fearful and not worried. My face was sparkling, smiling and in peace. And I said, "I'm ready." You can imagine that my powerful stage affected his emotion. And his gun he put aside and he has done like this. After a few seconds, he said, "Sorry, I had so much anger at home with my mother and I had no chance to become angry on my mother. So I ran to her sector and I became angry." I said, "No worry. She is your mother. I am also your mother. But don't go to your work with anger now." I saw that man first time. I don't know who his mother, because so many come here. And I said, "Take some cool water or tea or something. Make yourself cool down, then go." And he became peaceful. He said, "Sorry." And then he told me, "Sister, I'm working in police department. Whenever you have any problem, you call me, I will come and help you." You can imagine, because I was not emotional, I was strong and powerful within. So my sister never become emotional for anything. Now, so many situations will come in future in this world, and we all have to be capable to face with it. So from today, make yourself strong and powerful. Never think about emotion. There is nothing like emotion. Cancel it. No emotion. Strong. Love. Peace. Joy, happiness, power, purity, knowledge, company of God, all these good words we need to keep it near to ourselves. Not this emotion. What is emotion? There is nothing like emotion. Just become strong enough. And then every situation you're able to face with it. That I believe.
Very beautifully said, Didi. I understand that now is not the time to become very emotional because these are indeed challenging times and we need to be strong. And not only for our sakes, but we also need to be strong so that we give strength to other people. If we are strong, then we are able to help others. And if we take care of our emotions properly, then we can take care of other people also. If we lose our calm, if we become angry or if we get upset, then probably we will not be able to offer help to the world and the people of this world. And since we live in such challenging times, it is important to be strong. And like you said in your own example, that how you could be strong and how you helped the other person to become peaceful. And I believe this is an example that we can all use, that only when we are strong from inside, we can respond properly to other people's emotions, to their thoughts, and to their needs. And I believe what the world needs today is the strength that the soul has, and we all need to build our inner strengths. We have a similar question that the police officer asked you, because he had an issue with his family, and this is the question that I have for you. The friend who is sharing this question is Abhimanyu. And Abhimanyu says that I have a strained relationship with my parents. They are not honest with me and they lie to me. I have tried to talk to them multiple times, but they don't seem to change. This behavior makes me stressed every time. So Abhimanyu asks this question, Didi, that he has a strained relationship with his parents because he thinks that they lie to him. And because of this strained relationship, he feels a lot of tension. So he wants guidance for this.
Okay. Abhimanyu bhai, I have a very good solution for this question. Because you see that whatever your mind thinking now, that your parents have not good relation with you. Now, from today, you create a new thought. Whatever you will create, whatever you need, it will happen. Your thought is seed to change your lifestyle, your father and mother's lifestyle. What you do, take photograph of your parent and every day, night, keep that photograph front of you. And for a few minutes, give vibration that now my relation is so good with my parent. My parents are so good. And now they understand me. Now they communicate with me proper. They don't hide anything from me. They have love for me. I have love for them. God give them strength. And because they gave you birth, so you have to appreciate that how much trouble they had to give you time for your journey of life. Now at this stage, if they have not faith in you, if you have not faith in them, then the life will be peaceless. And if you will try to explain them or they will try to explain you, nothing will happen now. Because it's far away, you know, the vibration negative all around you, all three. So you are the one who have to remove this all negative vibration now, to remove this vibration with positive thought. And when you will do 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 4 day, 5 day, don't tire. Do every day. And the day will come that naturally you will feel that their love is coming to you. I have experience. When I got this knowledge of Brahma Kumari, and I wanted to join and I wanted to become Brahma Kumari. My father was in so much anger because he wanted to do my marriage. And I wanted to become Brahma Kumari. And it was so difficult to convince him. His anger like a Ravan, you know. You can't face with it. You can't explain him. What I done, I put photograph of my father in the room. Every day night I sit and do meditation on that photograph of my father. He is alive in another room and I am doing meditation on his photograph. That my father is so good, so great, very religious, very powerful. He loved me so much. He liked that I become Brahma Kumari. One day he will give me permission. Whatever I wanted, I had put thought. And within a 2 months, everything has changed. He allowed me to become Brahma Kumari. He accepted knowledge and one miracle has happened. We four sisters. He allowed me to become Brahma Kumari, and when he saw my life, after 2 years, the other sister became Brahma Kumari. After 6 years, the third one, and after 8 years, the fourth. So we all four daughter of one father became Brahma Kumari. So, thought can move mountains, that is my practical experience. When people ask my father that you had no money, you had not done marriage of any of your daughter, my father said, my all four daughters got married. I said, but you never invited us. My father said, they all got married with God. So God is my son-in-law. You can imagine, my father was not ready to join with Brahma Kumari. He never allowed any of us from family, and he able to change with the thoughts, the subtle thoughts, and he allowed four daughters to become Brahma Kumari. So, Brother Abhimanyu, now you do trial on your parents. Don't think any negativity about them. Don't explain them. Don't expect anything from them. Give and give and give, and one day you will see the great result.
And indeed, it is a teaching that comes out from many people that once you practice this giving, there is so much that comes in return. And it is often said that it is in the giving that we receive. And if we understand this, then there is a lot more that we can receive from our parents, from people whom we think that we should receive so much. Sometimes in relationships, this is what becomes complicated. But I guess Vedanti Didi has very beautifully answered that question. Abhimanyu, I believe that answers your question. Those of your friends who have joined us recently, if you would want to ask a question, if you'd want to give us a shout out, or probably if you'd want to share feedback, or if you'd want to send a thank you note, or if you just want to say anything, you can do that. You can write your comments in the comment section of this video, either on Facebook or YouTube, wherever you're watching it, and we will take your comments and we'll show the comments on the screen. And the questions that you write, we will take those questions, as many questions as we can during the show. And also, some of you might have questions that are private in nature, where you would not want to share it on social media, or probably questions where you would want to ask a question where you don't want to mention your name. You can always write those questions at socialmedia@brahmakumaris.com, where we will keep your name private and we'll still ask the question to our masters of meditation. And let's take the next question. I believe this question comes from one of our friends called Dinesh Chandra is his name. And Dinesh asks this question. He says, my question is, I work in office and I feel the way that the management is dealing people is not the right way. But I have to follow the instructions because I have to retain my job and make them happy, ignoring my values. There is confrontation due to this, and he says how to deal with it. Dinesh's question is very straightforward, and he thinks many of us also face this, Didi, that sometimes there is conflict of interest. Sometimes we have our own value systems, but when your boss or your supervisor or your job requires you to do something which is against your value systems, how do we deal with them? How do we deal with that confrontation?
Brother Dinesh, your question is, I think, not only your question. This is a question of each and every human being. Because this world is such that nothing is right. Everywhere the world is going the way that, you know, sometimes we have to forget our value and we have to deal because we have to survive in this world. And that time, you know, it might have a consciousness that how we can do this, you know. But this is the situation every individual have to deal with. In general, you know, most of the time, you know, just little example, that a phone call ringing and a mother sitting there, and a child picked the phone and someone asked for mother, and mother don't want to talk. She said, tell that I'm not at home. So the child is replying that my mother is just in the sofa, but say, tell I'm not at home. So say, mother is not at home. What we taught to our young generation, See, because it our liking and not liking to take phone or not to take, but we are losing value in our daily, you know, family. What our child will learn now from this? And same thing happening that, you know, everywhere, wherever you go nowadays, you know, if you have to finish your task quick in different offices, you have to pay some money, you know, it says behind the curtain, something like that, you know, under the table. All these things happening, which we don't like it, you know. Now every individual have to deal with, you know. Because everyone have to give respect to the value. Now, you decide that how you can explain the reality as many area in your work and how you can manage it. But if it is not in your control, don't think too much. You don't want to do, but because your office and the situation, you have to do it, which is not in your control, then just you remember God and God will guide you, you know. Normally what happening nowadays is that we have forgot God, so we feel confused. Now, at age of 20, I joined with Brahma Kumari. And now I'm 75, means 55 years. My journey of 55 years, I passed through so many situations where the same situation what you facing, same with me. So what I done, practically I done it with keeping value. And I have done that way, you know. I give respect to the value and I become able to explain anybody, anywhere, the reality. So, I feel so good that I have become that much strong. I explain with love, you know. And with love, things go very easily. Sometimes I see that these things are going wrong way. And how I can accept it? Just let me give you, you know, because value is a very important, you know. What happened that the institution has sent me Africa at age of 30. I was in Africa 33 years. Then situation has changed, permit finish, and no choice, I have to go back. I was thinking that God has sent me Africa. And if I go back, who will get courage to come back? And in that stage, Dadi understood very well. And Dadi said, Devedanti, if you have problem in Africa, come back. You know? Out of love, she was giving me support to come back. But what is value of my life? If I go back, it means I left the field. I need to work on in the field, and I done effort with the immigration department, with the immigration officer, and I explained them, and straight away, without paying anything, I got my permit. So, we have to understand in the situation, I have not said take some money and give me permit. No. Straight away, I explained that if you will not give me permit, I have to go back. I'm working for your country. I'm giving spiritual knowledge. So you see that we need to create more and more and more courage to explain the other side. And I think that I have never gone wrong anywhere, because I don't get fear. Even thieves come or anything come in front of me. Just, you know, with that, because I want to give value of my words, my life, you know. One day, I travel to one of the country and I reach there, they say, what you brought? I said, I brought blessing. Say, but you brought rain. I said, how I can bring rain? Say, we have no rain 5 years. I said, but what can I do? And then when I reach evening, I had a TV interview for half an hour. They ask question about Raj Yoga, and suddenly they ask, your meditation can bring rain in our country? And, you know, for a second, I was wondering what to say. And I said, possible. How long you will be here? 1 week. You will bring rain in a 1 week in the country. I said, possible. Now, after everything finished, when I reached to the center, our sister said, what you spoke? I said, oh, my English was not right. She said, no, your English was okay, but you said within a week rain will come. But 5 years, all the churches and mosque and school and college and societies and temple, everybody doing meditation, rain not coming. And if rain will not come in a week, not good name in this country of Raj Yoga. Now, it's question of my faith, truth, value, you know. And 3 days at night when everyone going to sleep, I respect my value, you know, the love for God. God, it you were with me and I spoke, now you are responsible. And the 4th day, morning 3 o'clock, rain came continuous. And just within a few hours, 8 inch rain has come. And all people were ringing to the radio station, TV station, where is that sister? Where is that sister? So what I am saying, that it's confidence and value for the self can do anything. So, brother, you are able to do what you want.
Yes, and it is important that you should not compromise, and if your value systems are intact, if you believe in yourself fully, then if your faith is unshakable, miracles do happen. And even though it might look difficult at the initial stage, you should never give up on that. I have the next question that comes from Mandar, and Mandar is asking this
from
question.
From who?
Says, Mandar.
Mandar.
His name is Mandar.
Mandar, okay.
And he says, okay. I don't like to share my problems with anybody, but sometimes what happens that the subtle effect of suppressing impacts my body and mind. Please tell us how to share our problems with God. Is it just by talking to Him? And he asks, what is your personal experience? How do you share your problems?
Okay, this is interesting for me, Mandar Bhai. You see that our problem when we share with other, I think people have not that capacity to satisfy our question, so, or our problem. So, I'm telling you how you can talk with God. What you do, every day morning, whatever time you're getting up, you get up half an hour early. And from tomorrow morning, you take a new one diary and start to write whatever your problem, you write to God. My dear God, I'm your child and I have this problem. And you are my friend and you have to solve this problem. Okay. So every day and, you know, at whole day you, whatever situation, at night also. So one you in the morning and one in the evening, every day you write. And that book, your private, your personal book. And you will see that every day when you're writing means your happiness will go in the diary. And it will go to God. So every day you make yourself empty. Whatever your problem, either it's physical, it's mental, it's in relation, it's in office, it's in whatever type of problem you have, maybe at job, you write that God, you make God as your friend. So we say write to God, you know, every day write to God. And time to time you will see that because you're writing with so much love, step by step, one day take 2 days, maybe 1 week, but answers will come and you will feel very relaxed in your life, and your body will also feel very light. And for your body, you know, instead of feeling so much pressure, you do little exercise also, you know. Every day you need to do some exercise, breathing exercise, physical, you know, variety type of exercise you do, and relax your body. So one is writing to God morning, evening. Second, do exercise. And third thing, that what happening that because of stress, we're not giving mind for drinking water in time. So drink more and more water. And fourth thing, check your digest system is proper or not. If your digest system not proper, your cleansing system not proper, then they make very heavy. So all this process you do, and within a week you will feel that you are changed so much, because I have done this all practice. And whatever I want, I tell him, and within a few days, answer come. So God is our near and dear friend. We need to write to him and keep this diary private and personal. And I have a personal experience. I like to share a little small practical example that we had, you know, before few years ago, we had a big function here in our center, and we had a big tent. And 1,000 people we invited, and everything ready, and suddenly, you know, so much rain, so much rain has come. Now, next day morning, 10 o'clock function, and whole night rain. Now, so much rain in tent and everywhere. And we were in question mark. Morning, Amrit Vela, 4 o'clock, I return to God. Oh my sweet God, you are so lovely. We have a wonderful function today, and so many people coming 10 o'clock, and now rain have just stopped, but so much water all around, and when rainy weather, people don't come even. So God, you are my father. Now it is your duty for this function. I'm free. You are responsible. And I returned and I said, God, from 10 o'clock up to 4 o'clock, I don't want rain anymore. Strictly I returned to God. You can't believe, morning 7 o'clock, bright sun. And within a 3 hour, all water had dried. Everything was so beautiful and cool and very nice. And people started to come and tent full. And the Nijanki was here. Our administrative head was here, and big function has happened, and it was a luncheon, and everything finished, the people gone peacefully, everything. And 3 o'clock we all were sitting and just talking that God has helped a lot, and we were drinking tea and talking, and suddenly 4 o'clock rain started. And we realized it, because I said 10 to 4, no rain, so we done exact 4 o'clock rain started. So now I understood that sometimes instead of 4 o'clock, if I say today rain should not come, so then it don't come. So, you know, we our intellect is so limited. We ask only little, and we need to understand that God is unlimited. Whatever we ask, He give. So, brother, now you understood, you do it, and you will get practical result in your life, and you will be the master God in your life and free from problem. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much, Didi. I think that was very liberating to listen to your experiences and how unshakable faith can be. And indeed, we say that the faith can move mountains, and it does move mountains. And especially if you make God your companion, and if you have that faith in God, in Almighty, you will always receive that help. Now to the last part of the program, I believe I can take one last question, but this is a question that has come with a very personal experience that people would like to hear from you. You have been the regional director of Brahmakumaris across Africa. You look after the centers there, and you are the administrator there. As part of your services, you have traveled to different parts of the continent, different continents of the world. You keep traveling to different parts of Africa, to different countries as well, for various conferences, programs, and speaking engagements. But over the past 3 months, your life has also changed, isn't it? You have also not traveled. Your life has also slowed down a little bit. How have you personally coped up with these changing times? What kept you motivated? Of course, you are motivated all the time, but what really is the guiding compass for you? What really keeps you upbeat in these challenging times as well? What is your experience?
Yes, Sri Nidhi brother, it is good question. You see that this coronavirus, we heard that in November it started in China, then in January here and February there and March there. But you know, in March 16, March 10th, we got news that now it entered in Nairobi also. Straight away what we done, we 10 sisters in the center, we realized that now country will put the law, lockdown and class have to stop and everything, courses and everything. So you know what we done? Straight away we had done meeting together that now because of student not come, course will be not there, no outside service. Now we sit together and we start inside service. So from 16 March we have started plan for 10 day angelic meditation. Then 14 days we had done soul conscious meditation. Then 14 days we done a spiritual quarantine meditation, and then 14 done we done competition of meditation in Africa, whole Africa, and within a 14 days we collected 13,500 hours, and then 9 days we done this Devi's meditation, that Amba and Boucher and Kali and Durga and Saraswati. Then 20 days we done meditation on five elements and variety way, and now last 21 days the yoga meditation, the bhakti going on yagya, spiritual yagya going on, and continuous meditation going on. So 16 March we had started, and 1st July it will finish our journey of 108 days. This July on Wednesday, after 2 days, Wednesday will be the 108th day, and we are closing our this inner journey. So we never confuse, and we have never changed our lifestyle. We were doing everything, our daily routine, but with inner journey. More self-checking, self-transformation, removing negativity, cleansing the soul, cleansing the intellect, and we giving respect to each other, we giving sakash to the whole world, meditation, we take the globe in our hand and we give power positive to the world, that all the sickness should go away from this world need relax from this coronavirus. So variety type of experiment we had started, and now on Wednesday is the last day for our journey. So we enjoying, and we don't think coronavirus and sickness or anything. We think that coronavirus has brought crown on our head, spiritual crown. So we enjoying so much, and we think that this type of time will never come in our life, to relax, to enjoy, to check and to change and remain so much near with God, and travel to subtle region and travel to our own home, soul world. So enjoying.
Indeed, it is very lovely to listen to you, Didi, and with the simplicity that you share these wise thoughts with us, your inner deeper experiences that everybody can experience. Just by listening to you, we understand that life is to be enjoyed, and even though there are situations that are otherwise outside, but we can still be happy inside, and if we go inside and if we take this inner journey. Thank you so much for sharing those insights, Didi. And there's so many of our friends who have asked questions to you today. They've also appreciated, many of our friends have shared feedback on how much they enjoyed listening to your talk, how much they enjoyed really interacting with you, and how your answers have really stuck with them, and how easy and simple they find that these things that you suggested to them, that they can make there in their lives and actually take benefit from it. Thank you all of our friends for joining in today, and for asking your questions, for putting your hearts out, opening your hearts to so openly asking questions to us. And I feel really very happy that you all could do that, and I'm thanking Sister Vedanti for joining us today, who joined us all the way from Nairobi, Kenya, and she answered to your questions live today. And from all of your behalfs, I thank Vedanti Didi for joining us. Thank you so much, Didi, for coming in today. Didi, every day we do a 5-minute meditation with the masters of our meditation. And since you are our master of meditation for today, and you have practiced meditation for decades, and you are an accomplished yogi yourself, I would now request you to guide us on a meditative journey where we would want to meditate with you and in your presence. So please lead us to a meditation.
Om Shanti. So now, relax yourself. Feel yourself totally free from this physical costume. You are controller of this physical body. You are soul, a tiny point of divine light and might. Start to think that I'm a tiny point of divine light and might. I'm a child of God. God, the Supreme Father, also is a tiny point of divine light and might. My connection with the Supreme Father through my thought make me of this world. My Supreme Father is ocean of bliss, ocean of power, ocean of mercy, ocean of happiness. In his remembrance, I also feel that he is filling me with all this good quality. I'm child of the Supreme Father. He is also giving me support for transformation of my life. In the time of difficulty, he helped me doubly. So this is the time. I need to open my third eye of wisdom all the time. Love is the greatest key which can bring everything in my life. Love for God changed my life. Oh, my Supreme Father, this world you are changing. I'm ready to help you, my Supreme Father, for to change the self, others, and the world. Oh, my Supreme Father, you are making this world heaven. So I am your right hand to help you to bring heaven on this earth. I'm enjoying your company, my Supreme Father. I am remembering you now, and this remembrance continues. I will keep in my life. Which will help me and others. Thank you, my Supreme Father. You are my everything. I love you so much. Om Shanti.